Here's Richard Sharp, recording in Fort Dufferin. We're waiting here for a ceremonial flag raising. In front of me is a square of troops representing all the troops who took Fort Dufferin yesterday, and indeed the whole of 19 Division who've made this terrific march down. They're standing in a square around the hard, flat, brown earth parade ground. In there go two Spitfires, having a look. All the soldiers standing to attention, all in faded jungle green. They've been through a lot in those clothes. They're wearing bush hats, tin helmets, berets, turbans. Here comes the commander.
This is a message to every man in the 14th Army, from me, the commander. The 14th Army has taken Mandalay. The Union Jack flies once more over the great fort of Dufferin. This achievement has been an army battle. The 33rd Indian Corps and the 4th Corps have played a noble part in it. To the 33rd Corps has fallen the honor of capturing the city. This is a fair reward to them for their hard marching, hard fighting, hard living, and hard dying. But every man in this army has his share in the triumph. Some time ago, Kipling wrote a very fine poem on the road to Mandalay. Well, I'm not interested in the road to Mandalay. What I'm interested in is the roads from Mandalay. Let's get going along them and see where they take us to.